You're listening to Lynn Canal Voice on KHNS. I'm Emily Files, and we are talking this hour about economic development in Haines and the idea of an economic development corporation. Kyle Gray, Doug Olrude, Sean Gaffney, and Jessica Edwards are here. They're board members of the recently formed Haines Economic Development Corporation. You can call in with your questions at 766-2020 or 983-2853, then press extension 1. So I have received a few listener questions, and one of them has to do with nonprofit funding. The HEDC is a nonprofit. And so the question is, why should the HEDC receive such a significant amount of public funding? You've asked for $95,000 when other nonprofits have in the past had to vie for borough funds through the community chest. Kyle?
I suppose we feel that this type of organization is where economic development for communities is best lived, and that is economic development a function of the local government? And we would say that it is to a certain extent, which is why we're asking for public funding amongst other reasons. But this model works very well. It has a track record of success in almost every community it's ever been in, and so the public-private partnership between a nonprofit board comprised of local business owners or people who have economic interest or entrenched in local economics in one way or another, that receives funding from the local municipality to get a function done. They essentially do a lot more with a lot less money. The local borough has had economic development directors, so I don't think this is really a question of whether the government should be funding it or not.
Jessica, you run a nonprofit, so can you see the concern here with this nonprofit getting such a big chunk of borough funding when other nonprofits, definitely if they do get borough funding, do not get as much?
I think, the economic development position under the borough was Fund 23. It was the 1% for tourism and economic development. And so that was a funded but unfilled position for many years. And so in some ways, I think it really makes sense for this position to be funded by Fund 23 out of that 1% for tourism and economic development, because right now, primarily that 1% is being directed at tourism, and the part that's being left out is economic development. And I think the fair, it might be so surprised to some folks, but we don't actually come from the community chest either. We are out of Fund 23, so when we get grant funding for the year, we're from that Tourism and Economic Development Fund as well. Whether or not that's appropriate or not, you could debate that, I guess, but I think that that's why this particular pot makes a lot of sense for this HEDC effort.
Right. So just for people who aren't familiar with how this Tourism and Economic Development Fund works, the borough has a dedicated 1% sales tax for economic development and tourism. And as you referred to, that's actually been kind of underutilized in recent years because there's quite a significant amount of savings that have built up in that fund. So you're saying one argument for funding the HEDC is that it utilizes some of that money that's just sitting there. And even with the expense of the HEDC, there will be more than $300,000 left in the Tourism and Economic Development Fund balance. Sean, did you want to add something?
Emily. I think that the other board members were spot on with what they said. I think in the end that the Development Corp can do more with the same amount of funding than can our local government. I just simply strongly believe that our structure will enable us to keep expenses down and make that money go further, and that as a result of that, I'd expect to see us be much more effective with the same amount of dollars spent than the local government could be.
On the note of funding, so even though there's a lot of money sitting in the Economic Development and Tourism Fund right now, drawing on those savings isn't a good long-term plan. So how reliant on borough funding does the HEDC plan to be? Is there a goal to become more self-sufficient? Kyle?
We plan on the HEDC was formed with the intention of receiving ongoing funding year after year from the borough. The HEDC also plans on getting funding from other sources just to expand the scope of the types of things that the Development Corp could do through grant funding and whatever else might be available. But yes, it was formed with the intention of receiving funding year after year.
And do you think it would stay at that $95,000 amount?
Well, you know, we haven't really discussed that. If we provide the results that we're talking about providing to the government, then hopefully over time maybe we could receive a more elaborate budget. But I think that's something we would have to discuss more in the future and see how, you know, the whole budget with the borough shakes out and the relationship that's developed.
And it seems like that first year of funding is going to pay for a lot of preparation and coming up with a plan and getting the executive director hired. So the first year is going to be a little bit of a different scope of work for that money than future years.
If the funding level remains the same, then the lion's share of that is going to be going to essentially the salary of whoever is doing the work, the executive director. But you are right in the first year that there's a lot of planning to do. A lot of planning, a lot of educating, a lot of research.
Yeah, tell me more about what's going to happen in the first year if that borough funding does come through.
So first on the list would be getting the executive director, you know, coming up with more of the long-term plan. And we do plan on having a very elaborate back and forth between the HEDC board and the assembly. And we've talked about quarterly reporting, you know, but having a very close working relationship with the assembly is something that needs to be developed, as well as research. You know, we've talked a lot about producing some type of document that has, you know, numbers from each sector of the economy, and what Sean had talked about earlier, you know, really clearly defining the clusters and the spaces between those clusters and coming up with specific areas and looking at the comprehensive plan to see how it all fits into the big picture.
Mm-hmm. So we got a couple questions from a caller. The first one, with public funding coming from the borough, going to a private nonprofit, what is the public oversight involved in that?
Doug? We'll be reporting to the borough assembly, and then the borough assembly will have oversight of that. And obviously, if we're failing to do our jobs, they'll cut off funding to us.
Is there a plan for how that oversight is going to work? I mean, there's definitely the piece where you have to get that funding approved from the assembly, but will there be regular check-ins with the HEDC coming to the assembly and giving a report on what's going on?
Yes, that's the plan. At this point, is we have talked about quarterly reporting. It could potentially be more. It could potentially be less if things are going really well. But we've talked with the assembly about having, you know, an elaborate communication between us and what we're doing, and having a lot of transparency.
And Emily, if I may, the mayor is also the role of the mayor in the borough was also made an ex officio member of the board. And part of the reason for doing that is exactly the thoughts that you've expressed. It's a connectedness between our local government and the Development Corp board. So there is a tight interface there in place at all times.
So it would be the mayor, not the manager, who has that role in the board?
It would be.
Okay. Does the manager have any oversight or involvement?
At this time, the manager was not intended to be somebody with the board, but also an individual that the board would be working with, depending on the projects that come up. So there would be a working relationship there, but the direct tie to the borough is the mayor as an ex officio on the board.
So we've talked about how the board is going to be helping the director, and then the mayor will also be a part of that. What about just the general public? I mean, are you guys going to have any kind of public meeting or way to gather input if the HEDC does get off the ground for just other people's ideas about what kind of economic development projects you could be working on?
Sure. So we feel that we have had public meetings. You know, when we have presented at the Commerce Committee, and we've done more than a couple of assembly meetings, and we feel that that is public process, and that is the public meetings. But as far as the public having direct input, I think we would not really be doing what we set out to do if somebody had an idea and it wasn't heard by our board. You know, certainly we're going to have some meetings that are private, but you know, if we have a board meeting or we have, you know, ever there's an opportunity that a member of the public, you know, wants to make comment on what we're doing or make suggestions, I think we would be not in the right spot if we weren't listening to it. So those ideas would be heard.
Mm-hmm. We're well aware that we need to listen closely to everything that the community has to say. We expect to find good ideas on potential directions for the Development Corp. We expect them to come from all sorts of different places, and certainly first and foremost is from within our community.
Has the board talked about what some of those first ideas and some of those first economic development projects might be?
At this time, we really haven't spent our energy in that area. We're really spending our time on the core requirements of getting our initial structure up and running, and we're excited to see the outcome of this year's borough budgeting process and whether we'll be able to move forward.
So the $95,000 for the HEDC is included in the manager's budget for FY18 at this point, but the budget hasn't been finalized yet, and a couple assembly members have expressed some skepticism. So it's not clear if it will pass or not. If that funding weren't approved, where would that leave the HEDC? Is there a backup plan for how to fund this endeavor?
The dream's not going to go away. You know, I think we have talked about some what-if scenarios. We don't really have any formalized plan about exactly what we would do, so we don't have any specific plan B necessarily. I would also say that the organization in general loses a lot of its potential to be effective when it's not receiving public funding. I think the reception of the public funding is one of the things that makes Development Corp successful.
So you're saying that the dream wouldn't go away, but borough funding is really vital to the organization.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then another factor is there's been some talk about residents trying to get a question on the ballot to repeal the dedicated tourism and economic development tax, which is what this organization would be funded out of. So have you thought about if that were to happen, what it might mean?
I think if the borough funds this organization, the people putting that forward might take a step back, because one of the main reasons they want to repeal that tax is because not enough has been going to economic development. It's been mainly a tourism development tax. And I think if we're able to help the borough on that economic development side, I think there's going to be less pressure to take that sales tax off the books. And so mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that the assembly members should consider as well, that this is giving them an option to work on the economic development aspect that they've been collecting a tax for 15, 16 years now and really haven't done much with it. They've got items in the budget, but none of them really gone to economic development in the way that this will. And I think if we're able to be successful like we anticipate being, that'll take that off the books, and I don't think there'll be the public pressure to get rid of that sales tax.
Sean?
And Emily, I think we're well aware that we need to be effective to continue to receive the funding that we've requested. And we need to demonstrate a level of performance that gains community trust and supports this ongoing expenditure. And if we're not able to do that, we would expect not to be funded.
There are several other Southeast communities that have economic development corporations. Which town's model do you see the HEDC being closest to?
We've looked at Juneau's very closely. We've looked at Skagway's very closely. The biggest difference between what we've done in some of the neighboring communities is Juneau's is actually a C4, going back to the nonprofit structures that I'd mentioned earlier in the conversation, and we developed as a C3. And the reason that we did that is it opens up the doors for the ability to obtain funding in a lot of different areas. And Skagway's, I believe, is a C3, and it's a C6. But what we have seen is that a C3 or a C4 and a C6 typically work very closely together to be able to achieve all of the economic goals. And our goal is to work closely with the Chamber of Commerce in Haines, which is formed as a C6. So the C6 allows for the political side of things. It allows for a lot of lobbying and the C3 allows for greater funding. But unfortunately, you really need both. You need the political arm and the technical funded arm to really achieve all the economic goals. So I suppose we're sort of a blend of what all the other regions do. We took a long time to figure out what we thought would work best for our community specifically, and this is the model that we came up with. But I would say, if I just had to generally answer the question, that it's probably closest to Skagway.
So is there something that the Skagway or Juneau Economic Development Corporation has done in the past few years that you think is a good example of how that organization has contributed to economic development in that community?
I actually, Emily, I was invited to serve on one of the working groups with the Juneau Economic Development Corporation, and they're involved in myriad different projects that benefit the community there at this time. Everything from working with the Forest Service to create policy that stimulates economic growth in the community to supporting land development projects in the core of the downtown area that will help revitalize and bring additional economic activity to the community. That they're really involved in a broad scope of things that bring continuing benefit to Juneau, which I think is in part why they've enjoyed the level of support financially from the local government there. They've been very effective.
Mm-hmm. Any other examples of what other communities have done? No? Okay. All right. We're starting to get close to our time being up. So I just want to hear from each of you if you have anything else that you want to add, anything else that you want to say to explain to people why you think that this is the right path for Haynes. Who wants to start? Kyle?
I guess I'll start. So why do we think this is the right path for Haynes? Just to reiterate a few things that we've talked about is, you know, as a community, economic development is critical. And what is the best model? What is the most effective way to move forward doing this? You know, the borough has done some things. You know, they have the tourism department. They've had a funded economic development director. You know, that played out the way that it did. And so we were left without an economic development director. But it's still a function of the community that very much needs to get addressed and served. And I believe that this model is going to be the best way to move forward.
Doug?
Yeah, I'll have to agree with Kyle. The borough has stated this as one of their core functions. I mean, they're collecting sales tax for it. It's part of a lot of their planning documents, but they've never really addressed it. And I think with the group that we have, with the broad base of experience that we have, we can provide a service to the borough at a much better cost than them trying to do it by hiring an employee.
Jessica?
I guess I just would echo what the other two have said here, but I think it's just a super exciting opportunity to get people in a room who this is a really strong focus for them, and to create a roadmap going forward that's exciting and will lead to economic vitality in the community. I just think it's a great opportunity.
And Sean?
And I would just echo that I share the thoughts of the other board members.
We did get a couple of questions here, which we will try to fit in. So will you help nonprofits get started? Is fostering more nonprofit growth a part of the HEDC's plan? Sean?
And Emily, really another of the core tenets of good economic development policy, it's you absolutely help entities that are trying to establish themselves are prime targets for our support. And so whether they're for-profit or not-for-profit, we absolutely would hope to be able to provide support to them.
Mm-hmm. I would echo that entirely, that if somebody comes to us and they are looking for entrepreneurial support to any degree, I don't think it would matter at all whether it was for-profit or non-profit. They would receive the same level of support.
And then one last question from a listener. Do you have a business plan laid out with objectives and expectations?
To some extent, yes. But is it formalized and finalized? No. It's still a work in progress. But we have, identified, with the help of Holly Smith, the borough planner, certain things from the comprehensive plan that would live well within something like a development corp. So we have somewhat gotten that far.
Mm-hmm. And it really, to some extent, depends on whether we are funded, at what level we're funded, will in part determine how that strategy goes forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does anyone have any final thoughts that they want to add? All right. Jessica Edwards, Doug Olrude, Sean Gaffney, and Kyle Gray are Haynes Economic Development Corporation board members. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks. A pleasure.
Thanks, Emily. Thanks.
And that's it for Lynn Canal Voice today. I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining me this hour. If you have suggestions for topics or guests to have on the show, let me know. You can reach me at news@khns.org. This is KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan.